Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley has praised anti-government protesters in Iran at an emergency meeting of the U.N. Security Council, which the U.S. called to discuss the protests in Iran that have left 22 people dead. Iran's U.N. Ambassador, Wamaly Khosrou, joined many nations, including Russia, to criticize the United States for what they say is meddling in Iran's domestic affairs.
This is nothing but another desperate attempt by the U.S. administration to escape forward, as it has lost every shred of moral, political, and legal authority and credibility in the eyes of the whole world.
In an interview with VOA contributor Greta Van Susteren, U.S. Democratic Senator Ben Cardin cautioned Washington must walk a delicate line in response to allegations of provocation. United States says its decision to suspend military aid to Pakistan will cost Islamabad under $2 billion. Heather Nauert is the U.S. State Department spokesperson.
We need Pakistan to deny safe haven to or lawfully detain those terrorists and militants who threaten U.S. interests. The United States stands ready to work with Pakistan in combating all terrorists without distinction, and we hope to be able to renew and deepen our bilateral security relationship.
Pakistan's military dismissed the U.S. action that would serve only, they say, to undermine security cooperation and regional peace efforts. U.S. Treasury has placed sanctions on four current or former Venezuelan officials associated, what they say, with corruption or repression. Four officials' assets subject to U.S. jurisdiction are frozen, and U.S. citizens are generally prohibited from dealing with them. This is VOA News.